There are six federally designated wilderness areas in northern Wisconsin and about 10 in the UP. The National Park Service is working to create official wilderness protection for Wisconsin's Apostle Islands. Several hiking and preservation groups are pushing for the same protection for the Trap Hills, a section of land in northern Michigan, about 40 miles east of Hurley, Wisconsin. Milwaukee author and hiking enthusiast Eric Hansen says the Trap Hills inspire a sense of awe.
The area is unique just because it's a 25-mile-long ridge with spectacular views that go 50 miles and more. If you see it, you cannot imagine that anybody would propose logging for this place.
And yet, logging is just what some timber companies would like to do in the Trap Hills, even though a good part of the hills is in the Ottawa National Forest. Hansen says wilderness protection would prevent timber cutting, mining, and new roads, and also ban or limit noisy machines like snowmobiles and other off-road vehicles. However, hunting and fishing would still be allowed. Also backing the campaign to protect the Trap Hills and Apostle Islands is Susan Zopek, of the group Great Old Broads for Wilderness. Zopek says wilderness protection removes short-term politics.
It is the most permanent form of protection we have for our public lands. And it is saying these are the jewels of our public lands.
Zopek and Hansen spoke last week to about 50 people at the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee. The speakers plan more outreach because it may take some doing to get Congress to approve and the president to sign any more wilderness area designations. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.